AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0. Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at thepodbean.com. I always say Twitter Business on the ED, but we have the new podbean.com Business on the Edge podcast that is a free subscription, or you can subscribe to the premium content. And we're also located on iTunes, so you can get us there as well. And don't forget our San Jose Women's Business Examiner. That subscription is free to connect with us as well. That's an online subscription. And back to Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, and our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. You can post your product, service, events, motivation, inspiration, frustration. That's political views. It's typically frustrating. No, I'm just kidding. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions, comments, maybe shows you'd like me to do, or people that you'd like me to bring on that we can talk a little bit of business, a little bit of workplace, a little bit of On the Edge talk. Each week, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that adds value to your professional development and small business growth and entrepreneurship growth as well. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air with me at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. No problem can be solved until it is reduced to some simple form. The changing of a vague difficulty into a specific concrete form is a very essential element in thinking. That is J.P. Morgan. And of course, we know J.P. Morgan of Chase Banks. The name comes from J.P. Morgan, 1800s financial guru, just a great financial mind. No problem can be solved until it is reduced to some simple form. The changing of a vague difficulty into a specific concrete form is a very essential element in thinking. I like thinking. Thinking, and Albert Einstein says, critical thinking is hard work, and that's why so little people do it. So here's my On the Edge question tonight. What problem are you thinking about solving? What are you thinking about solving? What problem are you thinking about solving? And so we're going to talk a little bit about solving problems before I bring on my guest for this evening, which I think is going to be a very interesting topic tonight with regards to, and I'll just give you a little hint, is income property the next big thing? Food for thought. We'll talk to our guest about it in just a few moments. So solving problems. What problem are you thinking about solving? Well, what takes you from being an employee to being a thought leader, the thought leader? Did you know that to be a thought leader, you cannot be part of the normal paradigm? And you know, I talk about kicking over that sacred cow and tipping over that paradigm, but you cannot be a thought leader if you are part of the norm. It's impossible. And so it isn't popular to kind of deviate from that norm. Yet what's fascinating is that all great innovation, all great construction, all great, you fill in the blank, throughout history required someone to deviate from the normal paradigm of thinking. It had to change for change to occur. And what's great about change, or what's interesting about change, I should say, is that people talk about change. People, you know, what is that? Why is it that when there's a paradigm shift or there's change a brewing, that there's this big pushback? Why is it so difficult to embrace new and fresh thinking? We get comments like, no, you can never do that. No, Sam Walton got it. Sam Walton started Walmart because changing fresh ideas was not popular at his previous employer. So he launched out and changed the whole paradigm of this big box shopping kind of store. And Walmart is the Fortune 1 company of the world right now. Change adverse. People are change adverse. So there's a lot to talk about with change, but less action in terms of moving towards that change. We like to talk about it. That's the crazy part, is like, we'd like to talk about it. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And if I were the boss, I would, and if I ran that company, I would do this. And it's just, it's humor. It just is so funny to kind of think about what people say they will do if they were in a position to bring about change. Yet they do nothing to implement that change. They are great stone throwers. Solving problems requires change, requires you to do something different, requires you to deviate. Sarah Blakely is probably every woman's best friend. We didn't know her before 2012, but we know her now. And if any woman out there that has not bought a pair of Spanx, you know, you're probably still in your early 20s. I'm just saying, you know, Sarah Blakely, thank God for her in change thinking. Solve the blemish-free look under not only white pants, but garments that we women wear. But anything, it required change thinking. And what's in March 2012, Sarah Blakely was named by Forbes the youngest self-made female billionaire. Not only that, Times called her one of the 100 most influential people. Before Spanx, we didn't know who Sarah Blakely was. And all she did, she was going to a party. And so she's getting dressed, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is not going to work. I need something to kind of smooth these curves out. So she took a pair of scissors and cut off the feet of, you know, her undergarments that she was wearing, in terms of, you know, the kind of stockings deal, you know. Anyway, my point is that Spanx was born. Now we have this revolution. She is a billionaire because thinking changed. She solved a problem. And we're so glad, Sarah Blakely, that you solved that problem for women. Amazing what solving problems could lead to. Did you know being poor limits your ability to influence policymakers? Who's lobbying politicians? It is not the poor. I promise you, it is not the poor. So my question to, exactly, what problem are you thinking about solving? I have a problem that I want to solve, and I'm working on it. I'm working on solving that problem. You might ask, Margaret, what is that? What is that problem? Well, you'll know soon enough, and I can't say it on air because it's intellectual property. But it solves a major problem for small businesses. So here's some questions on solving problems. Number one, do you see a problem? Do you see a problem? Maybe it's in your workplace. Maybe it's in an industry. Here's an example. I work in the small business coaching industry. What problems hinder small businesses' long-term success capacity? That's a question I ask. How can I solve that 5 to 7 year going out of business problem? Because that's what we get. 5 to 7 years, that's the critical place that businesses, small businesses, new businesses tend to kind of conk out. How do we solve that? That's number two. How can I solve that problem? So you're asking yourself, do you see a problem? Number one. Number two, how can I solve it? And number three, can I back out of that problem? Because usually when you see the problem, it's kind of massive. It's kind of like, wow. and you have all of these ideas on how you can solve it, but you have to back out of it. Can I back out of that problem and get to its simplest form? Can I get it to the simplest form? And then can I provide, number four, a realistic solution? So those questions are really important for you solving problems. And that's my little nugget for you if you're driving, if you're, you know, sitting by your laptop and listening to tonight's show. Solve a problem. You might be the next big thing. You might be the next billionaire.
It's 130% true.
And it's 130, I love it, percent true. So having said that, we're going to move on. I have a guest on the show tonight that I've had on a couple of times, and I'll bring guests on that I've had on before because I think that the information that they provide is absolutely fantastic, and it's worth continuing to dialogue about, continuing to look at it from different angles. And we're business and finance radio. And so just a few weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago, we had Morris Russell Coe on. He is a veteran property investor in the Dallas-Fort Worth area with more than 15 years experience. He owns more than 50 properties. He has helped the overlooked individual and families to buy homes through private lending. He is a community leader and is expanding into various areas within the United States, Illinois, California, Indiana, Iowa, different places. You name the state, you might find Morris Coe, property investor there. So I want to welcome Morris on the show. How are you doing tonight, Morris?
Martin, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fantastic. I got a question for you. Is income property or investing in property the next big thing? Are we going to change Samsung's song? They are the next big thing. Is it going to be income property?
I think so. I think, you know, investing in real estate has been the big thing for a long time, and I think it will continue to be the next big thing. I think, you know, if you look at a lot of millionaires in our country and billionaires, I think you will find that in some form or fashion, they've invested a lot of their money into real estate.
So I'm excited about this. Before we go to a break, let's go ahead. Why don't we just go ahead and go to the break? Because I want to kick off our next segment with the right type of question and let our property investor guru answer it for us. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Before we get back to our talk, I want to share an event with you I think you will enjoy with your family. Superhero Run. It's a 5K, 10K, half marathon, and family fun run. I'm going to be out there. I'm going to do a 5K run for you guys. I'm going to try to make it without passing out. Actually, I think I might do okay, though. Yes, and that's going to be Saturday, September 19th at Quarry Lakes, Fremont, California. And if you want to sponsor this opportunity, and, you know, this money goes to helping kids in the health center pediatrics for sponsorship opportunities, you can call 510-252-6854. That's 510-252-6854. And again, that's going to be at Quarry Lakes. And if you want to run in the the Superhero Run, they are recommending that you wear your favorite superhero costume. And I actually have a superhero costume, so if I show up in one, just, you know, let's enjoy the day. So we'll see. And you can connect with registering for that Superhero Run at, let me give you the actual website for that. I am trying to locate that. I'll locate that and get it back to you. But get your family out there. Get fed. It is important to be healthy, and we've lost that with here in the United States. And, you know, we have a problem with obesity and all that in our country. And so get your kids out. Get your family out. Have a good time. You know, they're going to have raffle prizes, awards. You're going to have 24-hour fitness out there is going to help you warm up so you do everything, you know, right and healthy. And actually, you can register there at www.raceroster.com with the keyword using superhero, and you'll see the September 19th Superhero Family Fun Run there. So enjoy it. I know that was a little long, but go out there, come out and say hello to me. And if I'm not passed out somewhere on the track or on the run somewhere. So we're going to get back to Morris Coe, who is a property investor down in Dallas-Fort Worth. And he is going to help us understand. And I know, you know, we talk real estate all week long on KDOW. And so hopefully we're taking a little bit of a different approach and just kind of giving people some insight as to other ways to do it. I doubt that you're very savvy in what you're getting in terms of the feedback that we get. And so hopefully we bring something here to you tonight that can benefit you. So Morris, when it comes to, we like investing. We like investing in property, investing in stock. We talk about it throughout the KDOW, you know, week in terms of our different shows. But who can become a private lender?
Well, Margaret, anyone can really become a private lender. And basically, I would just like to kind of talk about what we do and how private lenders are very important in our business. And what I go out and do is I find great deals on property. And then we buy properties at wholesale prices. And we go in and usually rehab those properties, and then we turn around and sell them at retail. And where the private lender comes in, the person that comes in, and they will fund those great deals, and they will earn a very, very high rate of return safely. And that's basically, you know, that can be done with, you know, anybody who has funds that want to invest. That can be done, and that's who can become a private lender.
Well, I think right now, and you know, based on what we just saw in the stock market the last week, people are looking for safe places to invest. And I know that we're coming out of that, but it has been a bit of a roller coaster. But so why is lending money on real estate better and safer than investing your money in the stock market? Obviously, we've saw, you know, we're kind of seeing what just happened in the stock market over the last week or so with China and having a huge impact on our stock market and many other investment products. What is, you know, can you give us some insight on that?
Yes, I can. And that's such a great question, Margaret. You know, lending money on residential real estate is better because it's very predictable. Okay. And like, you know, when you are decide to lend money on a piece of real estate, you can see that real estate and you know the value of the real estate. You know what your rate of return will be in that real estate, and there's certain things that are put in place to protect your investment. And one of those things, well, there's three things that protect your investment. One of those things is title insurance. And generally, my private lenders are the first lien holder on against the property, and the title insurance ensures that you have the superior lien against that property. Second thing, we have hazardous insurance. If something happens to that property, the first person that gets paid off is the lender of that property. And then the third thing that protects your investment in private lending in real estate is the deed of trust or mortgage. In case of default, if the investor defaults on you, you can foreclose on the property and get the property. Now, what I do is I don't allow my private lenders to invest more than 65% of the value of a particular property.
And can you
talk to you about why that's important.
Kenny, I'm gonna interrupt you really quick. Morris here, and I apologize. We need to go to a commercial break, but I want you to pick up on your points in terms of that return rate. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking to private investor Morris Cove from the Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth area. Now, if you're just tuning in, Morris was talking about lending, private lending, being a safer place. And one of the things that you were saying, Morris, was that you don't allow your private lenders to give more than 65% of the value. So I want you to wrap that up and then talk a little bit about that rate of return in terms of what do you get back and why is it so good?
Okay. Well, when I was talking about 65% of the value of the property, what we do, to give you an example, is before you would lend your money on a particular property, we make sure that you understand what that property is actually worth. And to keep our numbers simple, say the house is worth $100,000. Now, I would only allow my private lender to lend 65% of that value, which would be $65,000. So that gives the private lender some protection there. If something goes wrong with the investment, or you know, the borrower defaults on that particular loan, they would own that house at $65,000, which is worth $100,000. So they could turn around and sell the property at $95,000 or $85,000 and earn a great, great return, even though the borrower default on the property. Now, some of the type of returns that my private lenders get, we pay anywhere between, you know, 8 to 20% on a particular loan. It just depends on the property and depends on the situation and the amount of money that's being lent. So those are type of returns that you can get. Those returns would be guaranteed. You know, once that interest rate is set, is that, and also, you know, we can determine how long that money is going to be on the property. It could be, you know, a few months. It could be a couple of years. It just depends on what your investment goals are.
Okay, this is some good stuff. But I'm going to jump to FCC Realty Broker here in the Bay Area, Frank Cancilla. Frank, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Margaret? Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Before we go to a break, we only have a couple of minutes, but I want you to kind of chime in on what Morris is saying and then share with us with what you're doing, because you're buying and selling homes here. You're attracting new opportunities here, and I just want to let people know you're a great opportunity for them to work with.
Well, one of the things I'd like to continue on Morris' reason why it's a great investment to anyone to invest in real estate, because if you look at the actual the National Association of Realtors report, if you look at that, for example, in the Northeast, for year over year, it's 12.1% above from last year. In the Midwest, right now, it's 5.7% above last year's levels. In South, it's 6.5%. In the West, where we at is 7.5. Those are the prices that, you know, overall are going higher. Now, if you talk about the Bay Area where we, you know, we live, now those percentage don't really work as well, because ours is really probably in the 15% range. But what the National Association gives us is an overall range of the whole West Coast, Southeast, and Midwest, and Northeast. Mm-hmm. But at least it gives you an idea of why it is so great to invest in real estate, because those percentages are taken from the surveys and everything that goes on throughout the economy.
Absolutely.
So that's one thing that I like to chip in. And for me, if anyone would like to have a free consultation, I'm available. And also for your listeners, if they use me in their transaction, what the special that I have for your listeners is that I will pay for the inspections for the roof, home, in termite inspections, professional photographer come and take pictures of the home, those are the services that I will do for listeners of your station for today. And the way they can reach me is 408-821-1291 to get a free consultation to see what will work for them.
Get that free consultation. We're going to go to a break, and I'll reiterate Frank's contact information, AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. If you're just tuning in, we were talking with Frank Cancilla from FCC Realty Group, and he was sharing an incredible offer I think you need to take advantage of. If you are buying or selling your home, Frank is going to pay for the home inspections for your for that particular home. So if you, that's from home inspections, roof inspections, termite inspections, and providing a professional photographer to take pictures of your home. And if you want a free consultation with Frank Cancilla, you can call him at 408-821-1291. That's 408-821-1291. And that is FCC Realty Group, Frank Cancilla. And you will not be disappointed. Frank, thanks so much for coming on the show tonight. Have a great weekend.
And you the same. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Thank you. So we're gonna go back to property investor Morris Coe and talk more about what the experiences are and what you can expect from private lending. And so I want to kind of, Morris, I know we talked a little bit about, you know, you were talking about some of the returns, but can they use retirement funds to set up retirement accounts and lend money on real estate? What's your advice on that?
Yes, Margaret, that's a great question. A lot of people tell me all the time, my private lender say, well, I have money in my retirement account, and how can I use that in real estate or use that in private lending? But basically, all you have to do is set up what they call a self-directed retirement account. And once that's set up, you can transfer money into that account without being penalized by the IRS. And what a self-directed account is, it allows you to invest in things that you actually want to invest in. You can invest in real estate. You can invest in small businesses. You're in control of your retirement account. And they have, there are rules that you have to follow, but those things can be done. And that's a great way to get a great return and also be tax deferred until you're ready to use the money when you retire. And that's what most of my private lenders do.
Wow, that's fantastic. I think sometimes people forget about their ability to use other instruments to kind of create these new financial opportunities. And one of the things that you mentioned, or one of the investment places, small businesses. I believe that small businesses should think about doing more type of investing in terms of properties, taking their 401ks from, you know, whatever business they worked in, or, you know, they had their employment for the last 20 years, and they decide, oh, I want to start a business. And this is a really great place to kind of get some additional income flow that can help be a benefit to their small business. So I do like that particular strategy with the investment into the property.
Yeah, it's a great way to also small businesses to solicit lenders.
Sure.
You know, to invest in their
Absolutely.
Businesses. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, small businesses need funds, and
right.
you know, it's you know, tougher to go get those. Sometimes it's tough to get those funds
Absolutely.
From.
So we lost Morris Coe there. He will give us a call back and we'll bring him back on. But one of the things that he was saying, yes, it allows you, if you're seeking a loan for, say, your small business, and you used part of your 401k to invest in property, you're able to negotiate from a place of strength. Why? Because you have an asset there that is very important for you to have. It looks like we're going to get Morris Coe back here. And so I think that that's a great way to kind of use it for, you know, maybe marketing and advertising in your business to help create the growth that you need within your business. But this is certainly a great way to, and really the biggest thing I like is that you can use it and negotiate from a place of strength when you're trying to get funding from a bank, and it can make the difference between you're getting maybe a traditional loan versus an SBA loan as well. Welcome back, Morris. There, we kind of lost you. Sorry about that.
Hey, I'm sorry, Margaret. I'm back. I kind of got lost of where I was. I think I was kind of talking about, you know, businesses, small businesses can also solicit funds from private investors, wow, private lenders, to fund their businesses with through retirement accounts. I think it's a great way for the lenders to invest their money and earn tax-free rates of returns right now until they're ready to, you know, take the money out to use when they retire.
Right. So, and I kind of piggybacked on what you were saying. You know, if I help so many businesses with their business plans, and one of the things when they're looking at getting funded, getting loans, banks look for assets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the way it is. And if there's an asset out there that can weigh in on that decision and how you would deal with that loan, that's a great place to be. That's for sure. We have about a minute before we go to our break. So real quick, in about 30 seconds, can you, you know, is making private loans really a safe investment? And I want you to give me kind of a 30-second snapshot of what that answer would be.
Yes, it's a very safe investment, especially in residential real estate, because we don't allow you to invest more than 65% of the value of the property, for one. And you got so many there's so many things that protect you, as far as the insurances, title insurance, the hazard insurance. Then you got the deed, the mortgage, and you basically are owner of the property. And it's protected by the insurances. So your investment is really, really safe there. And banks have been doing this for hundreds of years. And when you're a private investor, you're treated, mm-hmm, at the title company, you're treated as though you are a bank. So that's what I would say about, you know, how safe your money will be. And I can talk more about it, but I think my time is running
right
out.
It's ran out. So we're gonna go to a break right there. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. If you have not connected with our podcast, connect with our podcast at businessontheedge.biz. That's businessontheedge.biz. And that premium content out there, if you do choose to go out there and listen to some of the, there's a lot of free content out there, but that premium content out there, if you are looking to start a business or you wanna have some balance in how all of that works and the information that's out there, subscribe to that podcast. It's $9.99 a month. If you can't spend $10 in your business each month to kind of stay on top of what you're trying to do and connect with our industry professionals, and I have premium content out there that's original content, and so it would definitely be a benefit to you and your company, to your business growth, and for your personal and workplace careers and all of that. So get connected, businessontheedge.biz out there. I don't want to neglect getting that information to you as well. Real quick, I've got an event by Assembly Member Canton Chu, Small Business Resource Event Town Hall, that is September 12th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. I am one of the co-sponsors on this event. So come out on September 12th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and we're going to talk about the Small Business Resource resources, and there's going to be a fair there, and we're going to talk about GoBiz. GoBiz is the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, and that's an initiative to help small businesses get resources to stay in business and to expand and grow. And again, that's September 12th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So before we get out of here, let's go back to Morris. Morris, I got a quick question for you, and hopefully we can get both in, but for sure, how do I get started in being a private lender?
Well, the quick answer to that is just basically, contact us, and we can sit down and talk about your investment goals and needs and, get an idea of what amount you would like to invest in real estate. And once we do that, then we can kind of – that's basically it. And once I find – a property that you can put your money on that fits your goals, then we can get started that way. So it's really not a hard process to become a private lender. I just need a verbal commitment that say, hey, I'm interested. I do have these funds available to me, and we can get started.
That's fantastic. And what I want to tell the listeners, if you are interested in connecting with Morris and Destiny Properties, contact us at Business on the Edge and let us know, or call us at 408-205-4056. And because we want to track how our listeners are connecting with Morris there in Dallas, so we know that we're doing a good job here and that you are in very, very good hands with regards to what Morris is doing. Morris, real quick, you got a tip for the audience.
Do I have a tip for the audience?
Right. You were saying on the break, you have a website that you want.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were talking about self-directed IRAs, and I wanted to kind of give you guys one of the companies that we use is called Quest IRA. And if you wanted to find some more information about self-directed retirement plans, they got videos and things that you can look at real quick and give you an idea of what they are.
Right,
and that's
right.
You can go to www.questira.com. That's QUESTIRA.com.
Thank you so much. We got that, QUESTIRA.com. Thank you, Morris, for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate it. We are out of here at AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.